News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just barely enough time here to even really talk. I mean, I didn't think we went that long on the last segment, but man, these ads, Copper, I tell you what. But listen, just quickly running through a couple of things. Where's the plan, Mr. President? Where is the plan? International foreign policy, where's the plan? Kim Jong-un, CNN reports, as of yesterday, May 16th. Kim Jong-un is mobilizing North Korea's military in response to a COVID-19 outbreak, so they say. There's a separate report, by the way, that says that Kim Jong-un may actually stand up quite a few of his missile capabilities when President Biden makes a Far Eastern tour in the near future. All right, anyway, the bottom line is this. Kim Jong-un is known for excoriating his leadership when he feels like things didn't go a certain way in order to save face, and he's literally accusing them of irresponsible work, he says, and poor organizing and executing regarding responding to COVID-19. Now, the numbers we feel like are probably underreported, but North Korea is also not known to have done anything to import vaccines. And so, yeah, I don't know. Maybe Kim Jong-un is right. The bottom line is this. Situation is that North Korea, a notoriously unstable nation, a nation that borders on famine at any given time, North Korea, a nation that is also led by a tyrant who is unstable in his own right, a North Korea, a nation with nuclear weapons, is sitting there, and the possibility exists that they could be having a massive outbreak of COVID because they had never really done much with it before, having isolated themselves and not taking care of business when they had the opportunity. They may now be facing something that could drive their economy into an even greater tank. So there is that. Listen, we're going to come back in a minute. And I got to tell you, I got to talk about Ukraine. There's so much that has happened. Did you hear what Russia did about Finland's electric supply? Yeah, we'll talk about that. And then what's going on with the fact that Sweden and Finland are now talking about NATO? What's Russia going to say? What'd they already say? I got multiple stories. We'll cover that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 4:36 p.m. It's go-home time, y'all. I'm just saying, a lot of you guys have the car keys in the hand. You're thinking about what you're going to do on the way home for dinner. Let me just tell you, if you're looking for something, you know, just quick, light, easy, and sort of kind of out of the ordinary, let me just suggest Just Love Coffee Cafe. Now, isn't it the coffee shop, Phil? Yes, of course it is. Just Love Coffee is the name, but Just Love Coffee Cafe is way more than coffee. I mean, they got great coffee. They got award-winning coffee. They got, you know, the cappuccinos, the lattes, the espressos, and just good hot grind the beans, you know, black coffee. But they've also got food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So let me just tell you, here's a couple things on the menu. Like for instance, they got clubs. They got the roast beef and cheddar melt. They've got different salads. My favorite, I think, is the Jive Turkey Wrap. The Jive Turkey Wrap, a flour tortilla with turkey, bacon, provolone cheese, spinach, and creamy pepper jelly spread served with chips and a pickle spear. I'm just saying, y'all. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other out on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. You ought to check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And I'm hearing rumors there might be a third location coming soon. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, listen, I am the phone lines are open. You want to call in? We got time. We only had a couple of calls today. 866-494-9866. So far today, we've talked about smelling the political barn, the fact that we are down to the wire. 1 week from today, we'll be looking at the polls closing. Some of you guys will be rushing to the polls to vote after work, but for the most part, there's only going to be 1 week plus about 2 hours and 23 minutes of voting time left as we speak right now. What are you going to do? If you want to talk about it, call in 866-494-9866. But then on top of that, we've also talked about, you know, where's the plan, Mr. President? And I'm going to deal with international and foreign policy here just for a minute. The Ukrainians have been amazing people left and right. Well, you may recall that I've talked about it many times on the show. In Mariupol, which is on the southeastern portion of the country, down on the coastal regions, the Ukrainian forces have held out in an old steel plant. The steel plant actually had nuclear bunkers built underneath it, tunnel systems, and it became quite the fort. It became the Alamo for the people of Ukraine. It's the place where these defenders held out in the, it's called the Azovstal steel plant. It was one of the largest steel plants in the entire European theater. And Azovstal steel plant is where Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the heroes of our time fought. Well, Ukraine has finally had to end its mission to defend the Azovstal steel plant. It became untenable. It was no longer combat effective. And while it was considered to be a sad day in Ukraine to say that we have to relinquish our Ukrainian hold on Mariupol and give it over now to the Russians. The words from President Zelensky is, Ukraine needs its Ukrainian heroes alive. And this is our principle. He says, I think that every reasonable person will understand these words. The last of the evacuated injured servicemen got out. There were 53 injured Ukrainian servicemen who were evacuated to a hospital in Novozovsk, which is east of Mariupol, on Monday. And another 211 taken to another point. In other words, they had 264 wounded there at the Azovstal steel plant, on top of those who were fighting to defend it. Well, the Azovstal steel plant has now been given over to the Russians, but I will tell you this: at great cost. Another story coming out of Ukraine, though, this was reported on Metro US. Metro US reports that the battle rages right now for the Ukrainian region of Donbass. Okay, so right there on the eastern side of the country, on the border of Russia, is what's known as the Donbass region. There are two, we would call them districts. I'm trying to think what the term is they use for them. But the bottom line is there are two districts there, one called Donetsk and the other is Luhansk. And they have been going through it here lately. A story coming off of Reuters says Russia pummeled positions in the east of Ukraine on Sunday, its defense ministry said, as it sought to encircle the Ukrainian forces in the battle for Donbass and fend off a counteroffensive around the strategic Russian-controlled city of Izium. Now, let me point out something. You're having a hard time encircling if they are also in the midst of a counteroffensive. All right, this is not a static operation against entrenched forces that are with non-moving lines. This is a very fluid environment, it sounds like. You've got an envelopment attempted by the Russians, but you're also in the middle of a counteroffensive being conducted by the Ukrainians. And it says that the NATO Secretary General, meanwhile, told a meeting in Germany that Ukraine could win the war, calling for more military support and fast-tracking approval of Finland and Sweden's expected bids to join NATO. Ukraine has scored a series of successes since Russia invaded in February. But one of the things that really strikes me is there was a British military intelligence assessment, according to this report, which is only dated 2 days ago, that says that Russia has lost about a third of their ground combat force deployed since February. A third. They have lost a third of their combat force since they invaded. Remember that assessment that we were talking about earlier that said that the Ukrainians wouldn't be able to hold out for more than a few days? Ukraine's Joint Force Task Force says its troops has repelled 17 attacks on Sunday alone and destroyed 11 pieces of Russian equipment. The command of Ukraine's Air Force in a statement on Facebook said that Ukrainian forces downed two helicopters, two cruise missiles, and seven drones. Russia continues to target civilian areas along the entire front in the Luhansk and Donetsk regions, firing at 23 villages and towns. I'm saying the Donbass region is becoming the new Mariupol. The fighting there has escalated. They've been fighting over this since 2014. There's been a contested region there. And this is what, right before the invasion started, if you remember, Vladimir Putin declared those to be liberated, and he declared them to be free and independent. Well, apparently Ukrainians don't agree, and they're fighting for it right now. Within the broader context of the whole thing, though, Story on the Epoch Times, dated 2 days ago. Russia cuts Finland's electric supply. Okay, so it's getting real. Now Russia's lashing out at other nations in the region. Russian supplier RAO Nordic cut off electricity supply to Finland early Saturday, accusing the country of not making its payments. Well, part of that is because Russia demanded that all payments now be paid in rubles. They don't want to pay in rubles. They don't want to do a conversion first and then pay. They've been making payments for years without having to pay in rubles. But now all of a sudden Russia wants it in rubles. It's you shall pay us in rubles or you shall not have your... All right. Bottom line is Russia flipped the switch. But Fingrid, which is the name of the Finnish electrical system, says that the electricity supply situation in the country is not under threat, that Russia only supplies about 10% of their total consumption, and that they're going to make it up by importing more from Sweden. Yeah, see what you're doing? Russia's cutting off its nose to spite its face right now. Lastly, I'll say this on this whole situation. What it's doing right now is driving a change in the geopolitical makeup of that part of Europe. And I don't say that lightly. It is literally driving a change in the entire geopolitical makeup of Eastern Europe. You've got for years, for like my lifetime, Finland and Sweden have both been considered neutral in the NATO slash Warsaw Pact slash Russia, detente. The Cold War, while Finland and Sweden may have had their pieces here and there, for the most part, Finland and Sweden maintained neutrality. Now Finland and Sweden are sitting there watching what's happening in Ukraine, and they said, you know what? Enough of this. We want to be in NATO. Story on Yahoo.com dated yesterday. Russia has reiterated its warnings to Finland and Sweden over joining NATO after the neighboring Nordic countries have confirmed their intentions to join the military alliance. This is a big deal, y'all. This is a polar shift. This is going from being neutral to being opposed. This is going from being, don't bother us, we won't bother you, to, daggum, you're bothering our neighbor, so guess what? We're going to go ahead and just ramp up. According to Russian state news agency TASS, the Kremlin's deputy foreign ministry, Sergei Ryabkov, said that Sweden and Finland will be making a grave mistake. You shall be making a grave mistake. Or what? Like, okay, you might invade us. Well, we see that happening if we don't join. If they join NATO, they know they've got Article 5 of the NATO Convention. Yes, the NATO alliance would then come to their aid. Freaking Russia. Says both Nordic countries had embraced their neutrality for decades. Finland shares an 800-mile border with Russia, and both Finland and Sweden control large coastlines in the Baltic Sea. Their membership would cause the entire Baltic to become dominated by NATO countries, which includes others like Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Germany, and Poland. Despite Russia's warnings, Finland and Sweden are barreling towards a formal NATO membership. I'm just telling you, it's going to happen. You watch, it's going to happen. And then what's going to be a question mark is, what happens with Georgia? Because Georgia's sitting over there going, hey, us. Well, we'll see. But right now, the entire geopolitical makeup of Eastern Europe is being changed by Russia's, just gravely and epically mismanaged invasion of Ukraine. All right, Copper, move us to the last break of the day. We'll go ahead and do that. We'll come back, wrap it up. I had an entire segment that I just don't think I'm going to get to. I'll save it for tomorrow. Hitting the baby bottle, baby formula. Lots of stuff in the news about that. Lots of finger pointing. Lots of, oh crap, let's get something moving. We just need baby formula on the shelves, y'all. We just do. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.